Okay, we're on Yud Aleph on the base of top. Meister. Tlon velo posik rosh echut in shalohen. You put the tzitzis into the hole in the baguette, and you didn't cut the tops. You folded them over, and from one string you made four folds, and then afterwards you're going to cut them. And you made all the knots that way, and then afterwards you're going to cut it. Psulim. So they're possible. Versus my lab psulim la'olam. They're possible even if you cut them. And the cutting is not considered an asiyah. The asiyah has to be bekashrus, and here the asiyah was done the psul, because they all were one thing. And cutting it is not called ta'asa. And therefore it's possible. And same thing would be by the schach, that if you just cut it, and you didn't move it around, that's not called ta'asa, and it's possible. Gemara says, "V'tiyuf to the Rav." Is it not talking that it's possible means it's possible forever, and cutting it's not going to help, right? And it's a kashan Rav. Omer l'cha Rav, my psulim, psulim ad sheyifsiku. They're possible till you cut them, but if you'll cut them, ain't a chanami, they'll be kosher. Shmuel Omar, psulim la'olam. And Shmuel Taka holds that the cutting is not considered a ma'isa, enough to be considered not tasa v'lom in ha'osui, and then they're possible forever. Meaning, unless you'll unravel it completely and make it anew, that's new tzitzis. But these tzitzis, the way that they are, there's nothing you can do to them to make them kosher. Cutting them is not going to kosher them. The chein omar Levi, psulim la'olam. The chein omar Rav Masna, omar Shmuel, psulim la'olam. So we have a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, whether tzitza is considered a maisa or not, and the same thing would be with the schach. If you had the mechuber lekarka as schach, and you cut it, but you didn't move it around, Rav would hold its kosher, and Shmuel would hold its pasul. Okay, Rashi. La'olam v'afilu matzokim l'shnayim la'achar kishur, the kasher l'rav. Mashma their pasul forever. And even if you cut them afterwards, they're still going to remain pasul. It's a kasher on Rav who says that the cutting is considered a ma'isa. Okay. Ika di'amrei omer amasna b'didi havi uvda v'asai l'kamei demar Shmuel. I went to mice like this where the tzitzis were put in while they were still connected, one string, and all the knots were made while it was connected, and then after that it was cut, and Shmuel said it's possible. Meiste, klon v'acharkach posel rosh echutim shalohem psulim. Okay, another brice that says the same thing. If you put the tzitzis in when they were all one string, and then you cut it after you made all the knots, it's possible. Va'od tanya gabi sukkah tasa v'lo mino osri. Right? And we have a brisa by sukkah that says a similar thing. Tasa v'lo mino osri. Mikan omru hidlo aleos hagethen v'yesaglas v'yesakisus v'sichech al gabon psula. Right? If you made a trellis and you put a vine over the sukkah as schach, it's possible. Shmar says, hechi dami. Ilema b'shalo kotsum. You didn't cut them at all. My ear mishum tasa v'lom in ha'asui, right? Why does it say it's possible because of tasa v'lom in ha'asui? Compared to the case of tzitzis, it's possible because it's possible schach. It's mechuber lekarka, and it has to be mi psolis goren v'yekiv, not the goren yekiv itself, not the ospecha mi gorncha, right? Tepek le the mechuberinu. It's a different psul. It's psul mechuber. It's not psul because of tasa v'lom in ha'asui. Must be talking where you cut it. Uktani psula. And it says it's still possible. So you see, not like Rav. That cutting it is not considered a maisa that takes it out of tasa v'lomino asu. Ushmami la de lo amrinin ksisosin zu asu yosun. Utiyuf to the Rav. It's a kashan Rav. Omer lecha Rav. Hochem ha'eskin is a shalfinu shlufei. De lo minkar asiyah didu. Rashi learns that you taka cut it. And normally cutting would be enough to machshir it. But here, you left it lying on the tree in a way it doesn't look like it's cut. So it's pasul at marasayin. It looks like you didn't cut it. That's how Rashi learns. See Rashi? La'olam afilu mitzikon l'shnayim la'achar kishur v'kashir l'rat. It's mashmit's pasul forever. There's nothing you can do to kashir this except to take it out and remake it, which is new tzitzis. The sichach al gabim psula, v'lo garsim v'braisim hoya sichu charbim mihen oshikotzitzon. In the braisa, we don't have all of this. It just has poshut that if you made a trellis with a vine, that it's possible for schach. Zemar says if it's talking where you didn't cut it, it's poshut. It's not because it's tasa v'lo min ha'asa. It's because it's mechuber. So why did the Braisa say it's possible like tzitzis is tasav lamnasi? Must be that you cut it. And if you cut it, according to Rav, it's kosher. Elamah, you see that even cutting it doesn't make it kosher. So Mara says, no, Rav will tell you that you cut it, but you left it to shalfinu shlufei, poshchon min ha'ilan, ad shenitkon, you tore them off the tree until they were separated, you left the cut part right next to the tree, so it looks like it's still connected. Lohavi asiyah ma'alya. So it's not asiyah ma'alya pashtus because it's marisayim. Looks like it wasn't cut. Tosa says that's not tasav lo menasu. So Tosa says, okay, tasav lo menasu is only in asmachta. It's only out marisayim. It looks like it's tasav lo menasu. Tosa says another pshat, the Ritva says that pshat too, that shalif, what's it called, shalfinu shlufe means you didn't cut it completely off the tree. You like cut it enough that it can't live from the tree anymore. It's not getting yinika, but it's still connected. It's connected by a small amount, but its basic yinika is away from the tree. So that's not a maisa to be considered. Even Rav holds, unless you cut it completely, that's not a good maisa. That's not called tasa. You didn't do a full maisa. That maisa is not enough to be called not tasa v'lo menasa. Mikoma kom tlon diachaka posakasha. Okay, so Rav answered the end of this braisa, but how's the beginning? Where it says if you put the tzitzis in and you didn't cut them until after you made all the knots, they're posel, meaning they're posel forever. The Rav Kasha. So Gemara says, so it's Kasha. Menachanami, it's a Kasha. Now the Gemara asks, Lema Ketanoi, let's say that this is Machlokas Tanoim, whether cutting is considered a Maisa or not. Ovar Velikton Posel, Divi Reb Shimon Bar Yotzedek, V'chachomim Machshirim. Case like this. You have a Hadas, and it has berries on it. So the Halacha is, if there are more berries than leaves, it's Posel. But if you, and you're not allowed, and you, if you take off the berries, it's kosher. But if you didn't take off the berries before Yontif, you're not allowed to take them off on Yontif because it's Mesakin. You're fixing up the Hadas to make it kosher, and that's Osir on Yontif. What happens if you took off the berries on Yontif? Right? Be'isser. So the halacha is that Reb Shimon ben Bar Yotzedek holds that it's possible, and the Chachamim holds it's kosher. Savrua, now why? What's the machlokas? Right, the ma'aser now there's no more berries on it. Why is it possible? So savrua the kuli alma lulav sorech agad. Everybody holds that lulav you have to what's it called tie together the three minim. You have to put them together. So there's an asiya by when it comes to lulav. You have to make it together into one unit. The alfin and lulav misukah, and everybody holds we learn lulav from sukkah that just like sukkah is tasa v'lomina asui. Lulav also, that asiya has to be velomina asui. You have to do it actively and not that it should be done passively. Dechsiv gabi sukkah tasa velomina asui. So therefore, if everybody holds that lulav needs an asiya, and you learn from sukkah that you need tasa velomina asui, my love, but how come it forget? So then the machlokis is the following. Demand the machshir sovra amrinan gabi sukkah kshisosan zu asiyosat. That the one who holds it is kosher, the Rabbanan hold that cutting it by sukkah is good enough. And that's a maisa. Okay, that's called a maisa. Same thing over here. The gabe lulav nomi, I'm really kitasan zuasiyosin. Cutting off the berries is a maisa. So you did, it's not tasav aluminos, so you made a maisa. You cut the berries. Uman de posel, the one who says that it's posel sover, lo I'm reading gabe sukkah chisosan zuasiyosin. By sukkah, cutting the schach. Right, is not considered a maisa. It still would be possible if you put the schach up when it was mechuber, and then you just cut it. It's not a maisa, and it's tasav lo mina asi. The gabe lulav nami lo amrin likitosan zu asi asa. Same thing by lulav, since you had the what's it called? You have to have a maisa of putting it together. Right, and that you did erev yontif. Now it's on yontif. It's all put together, but it's put together bipsul. Now you cut off the berries. That's not considered a new maisa. So mele, when it was put together, it was possible. So it's possible. So Mar says, "Lo, the kuli alma lo amrin and gabi sukkah kshisosan zu asiyosan." Everybody holds like Shmuel that cutting is not considered a maisa. Well, so that, if that's the case, then why does the rabbanon hold its kosher over here? The hacha b'melev lulav misukkah can forget. They're arguing in that prat itself. Do you need a maisa by lulav? Do you need what's it called? Do you learn lulav from sukkah? Do you need tasav alumina osri by lulav or not? Man de machsher sover lo yafin on lulav misukah. Here we're saying everybody would hold that you need a maisa by lulav. You have to put it together. Lulav tzorich eged. But the question is whether you need tasav alom and ha'asi by lulav or not. Do you learn it from sukkah or not? The one who holds that it's kosher holds you don't need tasav alom and ha'asi by lulav. You don't learn lulav from sukkah. You need a maisa, but you don't need that it should be tasav alom and ha'asi. Even if the maisa happened passively, is okay. Uman de pasul sover yafin and lulav misukah. And the one who says it's possible says you do learn lulav from sukkah and you need tasav alom and ha'asri even by lulav. The boy same another way of learning the machlokas. Isvira lon de lulav tzorich eged kuli amalo pligid yafin lulav misukah. If you hold that lulav needs a ma'isa, then it needs a positive ma'isa, and you're not yotzei with tasav alom and ha'asri. Everybody would agree to that, and also that cutting is not considered a ma'isa. The hocha b'hocham iflugim. Mar sover tzorich eged, or mar sover ain't tzorich eged. One holds that lulav needs a ma'isa, you have to put them together, and one holds no, you can do it each one separately, you don't have to put them together. Lulav needs no ma'isa at all. If it would need a ma'isa, you'd have to have a positive ma'isa. But l'ma'isa, you don't need a ma'isa. And therefore, it's kosher even without a ma'isa. And therefore, even though cutting is not considered a ma'isa, you don't need a ma'isa by lulav. Ubeplug so the hanitanoi, and that there is a machlokus like that, whether lulav tzorich eged or not. Whether you have to put the three minim together or not. The Tanya, lulav bein ogud bein shein ogud kosher. Tanakama holds that lulav, whether you put it together or not, it's kosher. You could put them all together and tie them together, or you don't have to. You could use each one separately. Rabbi Yehuda omer ogud kosher shein ogud posel. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it has to be together. You have to tie them together. And if you didn't, it's posel. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you have to put them together? Yolif lekicho lekicho meagudas ezov. We learn gzereshava lekicho lekicho from agudas ezov. Siv hasam ulakachtem agudas ezov. You have to take a bunch, a bunch of ezov, right? By Korban Pesach, I think. Yes, Korban Pesach or by Paraduma. I think it's by Korban Pesach, because Lekachte Makuda Zezov is by Korban Pesach. And what's it called? And there it says what? Right. It says, what's it called? Lekachtem. So you need a Maisa. You have to put them all together. It has to be an Aguda. It has to be all together. And here it says also, Lekachtem Lachem by Omarisha. So the Lekicha has to be tied together. Uksiv Hocho, Lekachtem Lachem by Omarisha. Malahal and Baguda, just like over there, it has to be a bunch that's tied together. Afkan nomi be'aguda. For Rabban and Lekichom, Lekichom le'ofino. They don't learn Akzereshava. And you can't learn Akzereshava on your own. They weren't Makabal, Akzereshava. Gemara says, Kaman azla ha'vetanya. Who does this go like? This braisa, lulav mitzvah la'agdo, v'imlo agdu kosher. It's a mitzvah to tie the lulav hadasim and aravas together, but you didn't do it, it's kosher. Ira b'yehuda ki lo agdu amay kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since we learned from Akzereshava, if you didn't do it, it should be possible. So, why is it be kosher if you didn't do it? E Rabbanan amay mitzvah. And according to Rabbanan, where's the mitzvah? Why do you have to put it together even l'chatchila, even l'shei mitzvah? Where it says, la'olam Rabbanan hi. Mishum shenemar zekeli v'anvehu hisnoi l'fan of the mitzvahs. It looks nicer when they're all together. So it's hider mitzvah. But that's only l'chatchila. But the yevid, if you did it without hider mitzvah, you're also yotzei. So even the Rabbanan who hold lulav doesn't need to be put together mitzad, the din of lulav, but mitzad hider mitzvah, they hold it's also a mitzvah lechatchila to wrap them together. Rashi. Kitanoi, iamrinu kshisosan zui asiosan ilo. Mer says, let's say that the machlokas, Rav and Shmuel's machlokas tanoim, whether cutting is considered a mice or not. Over velikton, in the hadas. You had berries on the hadas, which make it possible. There's more berries than leaves. It's not the kamon. If the berries were more than the leaves, it's possible. The havilei menumer, the lo hoderhu. That's not hoder. And all the minim need to be hoder. So that's not hoder. Then miyaton kosher. If you took off the berries before yontif, it's kosher. The ein mematim be yontif. And you can't take them off on yontif. The misakin moner, lahakshir sapsul. Because you're fixing up something, it's like making a kli. Uktani v'brai. So overall, divrei chachamim sh'omru ein mematim be yontif. The lictum beyontif posel. And if what's it called, if you were over what the Chachamim said, that you're not allowed to take off the berries on yontif, and you did, it still remains posel. Savrua rabbonin devei medrisha, and that's what Rabbi Shimon Yotzedek says. And the Chachamim say it's kosher. So Savrua Rabbanan Devei Medrasha, the Bol the Mishva Minah the Blakitos and Zuhi Gemara Siyosim Plike. So first the Gemara thought that the machlokus is whether cutting the berries is a mice or not, and that's the machlokus whether it's kosher or not. The Kule Alma Tarvayu Hanach Tanoi Sviru Luhu. Both of the Tanoim hold lulav Tzorech Eger. You have to have a mice when it comes to lulav. You have to put it together, tie it together, three things together. Lego shlosha minim keechod the shaycha b'asiyah, and therefore it's shaykh by lulav asiyah, right? You have to make the lulav, meaning make the arba minim except for the esrog. You have to make them by putting them together. Now the shayla is, okay, you have to make them. Do they have to be made actively, or can they be made passively? Does the halach of taseh v'lo mana asui apply to lulav? It doesn't say by the lulav taseh, right? It says it by sukkah. Do you learn lulav from sukkah, that just like by sukkah, the asiyah has to be in an active way, so too the asiyah of eged has to be also in an active way. The alfina lulav misukkah. Bivinyan av. Mamatzinu besukkah sheish b'maisa. Dikpida Torah la'asi b'psul af lulav ken. We learn from binyan av. Just like we see the Torah's makbid on asiyah sasukkah. And it has to be done actively. When the Torah said that a lulav has to have an asiyah too. Because we learn from Ulakachtem, from Agudas Ezo, that you have to make it into a eged. You have to make it into a group. There's a word for this. A bundle, that's it. Make it into a bundle, right? So it also has to be done actively. And the other mandiomer says, no, we don't learn lulav from sukkah. Enochinami, sukkah, a lulav needs a maisa, but you don't learn from sukkah that it has to be an active maisa, it could even be a passive maisa. Lifsabas also, right? We don't learn from lulav to passel a passive maisa, what's it called, by lulav. The boy same, another way of learning the machlokas, but it has nothing to do with whether cutting is considered a maisa or not. Not. The machlokas gufa is, do you need a maisa? But if you would need a maisa, everybody would hold that cutting off the berries is not a maisa. Or another way of learning, and it also has nothing to do with if cutting the berries is considered a maisa or not. Everybody would hold that lulav you need to make into a bundle. It needs a maisa. Then everybody would hold that you would learn lulav from sukkah, and it would be possible if you don't have an active maisa. And cutting the berries is not an active maisa. So what's the machlokas? Ulikitosim lavzu asiyosim. Reb Shimon sover lulav tzorech eged. The machlokas is gufa, whether you need to make a bundle or not. Reb Shimon holds that it's possible, holds you have to make a bundle. Lego shlosh aminim v'shaycha be'asiyah, and therefore it's shaych asiyah by the arba minim. You have to do something. You have to make them into a bundle. And you have to make them into a bundle in an active way. And cutting the berries off after it was made into a bundle is now making it kosher passively, because cutting is not considered a maisa. V'al korchim mi'ba'od yom avduim anova. You put them together in a bundle already erev yontif, because you can't do it on yontif. You can't tie them up on yontif. So you tie them up erev yontif. See, the maisa was finished, and when you made the maisa, it was possible, because there were too many berries. Now on yontif, you take off the berries, right? So now the maisa becomes kosher by itself, not actively. The chilakuto b'yontif havei leminasi. It's tasev leminasi. That's the reason why the one holds it's possible. And the other one says, no, you don't learn lulav from sukkah, and you don't need, what's it called, the tasev aloman ha'asi. Lo lamdua, ve'ein adam dong zereshova mi'atzmo, elim kein lamda mirabo. V'rabba mirabo ad Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't learn zereshova unless you have a Kabbalah all the way back to Har Sinai. V'shema mikros halol lo yigosh zereshova nichtavu. Right, and therefore, since you don't have a Kabbalah, you can't be makabla from somebody else either. Va'anvehu, so Gemara says, even the Man Yomru says, lulav doesn't need eged. You don't need an asiya to make it a bunch. It's still the chatchil and inyan to put it together because of zekeli vanveyu. His noel afon of a mitzvah, sukkah noel, lulav noel, tzitzis noel, make it nice. And if it's in a bunch, it looks nicer. But b'di'evet, it's kosher. If you hold that lulav ain't tzorech eged and you're only doing it because of hidden mitzvah. Okay, zeh haklal. Kol dover shemakabel tumah. Right? You need two conditions for schach to be kosher. It has to be, it's not makabel tuma, and it grows from the ground. Minoni mile, and also they can't be connected to the ground. That's a separate third condition. Minoni mile, how do you know these two conditions? Omer ish lokesh omer krov, the eid yala min ha'aretz. Right? That it says by Maisa Bereshis that a mist, a cloud, came out of the earth. Ma'ei dover she'ena mekabel tumah v'gidula min ha'aretz, just like a cloud is something that's not mekabel tumah, right? And it comes up from the ground, right? Afsuk a dover she'ena mekabel tumah v'gidula min ha'aretz. So Moshe says, honich l'man yamra noni kovet hoy. You can learn sukkah from an aid yale if you hold that the sukkah was anoni ha'kovet. So the anonim came from the ground, and just like the anon is not mekabel tumah, and the aid came from the ground, same thing with Shach, right? El man yomer sukkis mamish asu lahem ma'ik lamein. But according to man yomer, says that sukkis was mamish sukkis that they made. So you can't learn it from clouds. It has nothing to do with clouds. So how do you know? The Tanya, where is this machlokis? Ki besukkis hoshafti es b'nei Yisrael anoni akovet hoyu. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says besukkis hoshafti refers to the anoni akovet. Those were the sukkis that we sit in the sukkah to remember. Rabbi Akiva Omer Sukkis Mamish Asubahem. Rabbi Akiva says, no, we're remembering the Sukkis that the Rabbanu Shalom made them dwell in, the regular Sukkis. Chasdei Hashem, that they were able to exist in the Midbar in regular Sukkis. So, honey, Chal Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva Michael Meim. According to Rabbi Lezer, you could learn Schach from clouds. Because there in the Midbar, the Schach was clouds. But Lamais, according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Sukkah was Mamish Asukkah, had nothing to do with clouds. So how do you learn the schach from clouds? Ki osr of dimi, om rab yochan, om rakro, chag hasukas tasa lecha, right? You should make chag hasukas. Makish sukkah lechagiga. Chag, we said, means a chagiga. The korban chagiga that you bring. Ma chagiga dover sheno mekabel tumah v'gidula min ha'aretz. Just like the chagiga is something that's not mekabel tumah, it's a behema, and as long as it's alive, it's not mekabel tumah. And gidula min ha'aretz. And it grows from the ground. Right? What does that mean? It grows from things that grow from the ground. It eats plants. So its growth is from the ground. Right? So it's not, whenever you need something that mamish grows from the ground, a behemah is not considered gidulei karka. But wherever you don't need something that grows mamish from the ground, behemahs have a din of gidulei karka too. So afsukah dover she'eno mekabel tumah v'gidula min ha'aretz. So we'll see tomorrow, the Marzan answer, that's the case, then Oros of Behemah should be kosher for Schach. Okay. But that will be for tomorrow, let's see Rashi. Where the clouds come from? The ground. And Yerushalmi Taka, there's a machlokas, where the clouds come from the heavens or from the ground, right? The mist, the maisa clouds do come from the ground because the water evaporates. And that's how the clouds are formed. But Lamaisa, they're not formed till they're in the heavens. So it's Machlokas, which you go after, right? So, Anonim or Gedulei Karka, the Sukkah mi Anonim, and the Sukkah of the Schach was made of clouds. Yalfinin, Shari Zechra, Anonim Kovetu. Kidirsi, Kibasukos of Shafti, Metargaminin, Arid Bematlos, Anonim, Anonoi, right? My Anonim. Ein Mekabel Tuma, Delo Nemra Tuma, Elabekalin, the Ochlin, or Mashkin, the Odom. Tum is only by Kalim, Ochlim, Mashkim, and Odom. The Zayn, Echad Meil. This is not even one of them. So a cloud is not Makabal Tumba. Anoni Kovet Hoyu, Sukkos, Shomer HaKosuv, Shoshivim, B'Midbar. The Rosh Hashanah put them in his Anoni HaKovot. That's the Sukkos that we make a remembrance from. Sukkos Mamish, and Rabbi Akiva says no. Mipnei Achama, B'Shas Chaniyosim, Oyosim Sukkos. We learn the Chesed Hashem that he let them dwell in regular Sukkos, right, in the Midbar. And the mice, he took care of all their needs. Michael and Meimar, mi yomar loner shalohayu mesuchachos bekelim ubegodim v'orof. Maybe those sukkahs had what's it called, begodim as the schach. How do you know there was something that wasn't makabel tumah? Ki chagiga. So according to the man Yomar who says sukkahs mamish, we learn it from chagiga. Chag hasukkahs. Sukkahs, like we said, means the schach. And yeah, it's like the chag. Chag is where there's a chagiga. Okay? So you don't say Chag Sameach again by Hanukkah, by Purim, wherever there's no Chagiga, surely not by Yom Hatzma'ut, Chag Sameach, there's no Korban Chagiga, or whatever. So the Lashon Chag doesn't go on these things. So Hanukkah is not Chag Ha'urim. It's Happy Hanukkah, whatever. Kol Behema, Rabbi Yochanan, Gidulei Karkahein. According to Rabbi Yochanan, right, all Behemas grow from the ground. Why? Shemina Karka Gidelem V'Nizonim. Because they are fed from things on the ground. Aval dagim umelech ukmoin upitri eslavi to the karka. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan, fish don't grow from the ground. They grow from what's in the water. The same thing goes with mushrooms. Don't grow from the ground. They happen to be connected to the ground, but they don't get their nourishment from the ground. They get the nourishment from the air. The gabi meiser karina lula behemos gedulei karka. By meiser, behemos are called gedulei karka. The omar kra v'nasata kesa b'chol asher tava nafshecha ma prat mefurish primi pri v'gedulei karka. Right, you can only buy with meiser sheni food things that grow from the ground. It's primi pri, a pre that comes from another pre, and it grows from the ground. And animals you could buy from what's called meiser sheni. Umivin kivin dolokama milsayu to Rabbi Yochanan. Right, mice in the end, the Gemara says, if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we should be able to use animals to be schach, hides. And the Gemara says, not true. The mice, so you can't use hides for schach. Kivin dolokama milsayu, Rabbi Yochanan, do parchin Allah, ima chagiga balechayim. The alfina time migornchom mikvecha. We learn it from a different pasuk. Migornchom mikvecha. There you need more than gedulei karka. You need mamish things that grow from the ground. Animals are considered gedulei karka, klape things that don't grow from the ground. But klape things that mamish grow from the ground, they're not gedulei karka. Lo samchin alach shurei schach ba'oros. So you can't use what's it called, hides for schach anymore. The noy gedulei haritz ikri al shem shaharitz megadloson b'miro parnosa of a gedulei min haritz likri. They're considered gedulei haritz, but they're not gedulei min haritz. Only something that actually grows from the ground is considered gedulei karka legabi sukkah. The tanya basochra sapoalim poem leochem bedover she gedulei min haoritz ugmar gomer milosach som shor bedisho madayish miyucha dover she gedulei min haoritz. Right, yotza cholei v'machavei som agabein amalav gedulei min haoritz kari lutan. Sometimes you need things that mamish grow out of the ground, not grow from the ground. Behemoths are considered gedulei karka, that they grow from the ground. But if you need mamish things that grow out of the ground, then behemoths are not considered gedulei min haoritz.